Well, Bill, thank you very much for the warning about the water fountain.
No problem.
Oh, criminy!
Oops. I knew I forgot somebody.
Well, now that my nostrils have been hosed out, maybe we can start the session.
Oh, by the way, sir, I'll be starting my childbirth class, and I've decided to go with the coach after all.
Really?
Mm-hmm. So Mac and I may be a little late for work tomorrow.
Mac is your coach? Mm-hmm. Oh, well, he's certainly a choice.
Wait a minute, didn't he faint during Quan Lee's delivery?
I didn't faint. I had appendicitis.
That's true, he did.
Well, thank you, Bull.
Triggered, no doubt, by panic and hysterical fear.
I was not afraid. You're looking at a man who served in Vietnam, who went through Marine Basic, who's eating Quan Lee's frog gumbo.
Yeah, guys, come on, let up. I think Mac's going to be a perfect choice. Oh, by the way, Mac, here's a brochure they gave me just in case you want to brush up before the course tomorrow.
Jenny, your childbirth instructor. Sign in here, coat there. And do we have a partner tonight?
Oh, well, I did, but he faints at the sight of literature, so I'm going it alone.
No, you're not.
Harry, what are you doing here?
Well, come on, Miss Sullivan. After Mac dropped out, somebody had to pick up the standard.
Well, don't you think it might be a little awkward?
Nah, we're adults. I don't think our working relationship will be affected by a little grunting and sweating. Let me hang up your coat.
Hi. Ben and Mara Bernstein.
Harry Stone.
So when's your wife do?
Oh, she's not my wife.
I see. One of those couples.
You can come in.
I'm just making sure none of these women look familiar. Oh. I'm with her.
Dan, what are you doing here?
Yeah, I know. You just think I want to be in a room full of women who obviously can't say no.
Well, Dan, I assumed that even you wouldn't hit on a pregnant woman.
No, certainly not after the seventh month. Christine, you're my friend. I'm here to help.
Well, thank you, Dan.
I see. We're going with two coaches now?
Two?
Nice of you to drop by, Dan, but I've got the situation under control.
Oh, yeah. Harry, I think I know a little more about the reproductive process than you do.
Oh, yeah? Well, then let me ask you this. Where are your pillows?
Well, pillows have
guys. This is the most important thing I'm ever going to do, so do you think that we could work together as a team?
Okay.
Certainly.
Good, because I think I'm going to need all the competent help I can get.
All right! Let's have some bathing!
Well, that should kickstart somebody into labor.
All right, everyone, take a seat. And mothers, please sit next to your coach, or entourage, as the case may be.
Yes, we're married.
Still some ink left in the old fountain pen, huh?
Well, a big welcome and congratulations to us all. Having a baby is one of life's greatest decisions.
Oh, not for Christine. Hers was an accident.
We're here to be sensitive and supportive of Christine.
Thank you, Harry.
Now, I know most of you have watched your girlish figures being replaced with flabby thighs, sway backs, and varicose veins.
Not to mention swollen feet and huge butts.
However, these and other problems can be minimized through exercise. How many of you are getting into shape by exercising your vaginal muscles?
Maybe I'm thinking of something else.
Well, it's something you can do any time. For example, who would know that I'm exercising mine right now?
For the last 3 minutes, right?
Yes, well, let's make sure we all understand the basics. Say hello to the female reproductive system.
Yeah!
Now, who can identify the various parts?
Uterus?
Right.
Placenta?
Correct.
Amniotic sac?
And finally,
mucus plug! In your face, pal.
No, actually, I was going to point to the birth canal, which is also known as...
The part where the baby comes out.
Close enough. Now then, why don't we try a few breathing exercises? Rearrange your chairs so you mothers are facing your coaches. All right, coaches. Maintain eye contact with your mothers. And let's begin with a deep inhale and exhale. That's it. And inhale. Deep breaths now. And exhale. And continue this pace on your own.
That's enough. Someone's spitting.
I have an idea. Why don't we take turns starting with Coach here?
Whoa, why should he go first?
Because she can tell that I'm the one who's taking this seriously. I'm the one that Christine can depend on. Now and throughout her child's life.
All right, now let's reassume eye contact. And inhale. And exhale. And inhale. And exhale.
But, Mom!
Don't you butt-mom me, Tony Jr. You are in hot water, young man.
I came over as soon as I heard.
Uncle Harry!
Hey, a squirt! Ha! Ha! Enough fun. Now, Tony, what's this I hear about you being in a fight at school?
Well, me and some kids started kind of shoving at a school party.
Tony, how many times have I told you violence never solved anything?
But they wouldn't let me play a Mel Torme song.
I hope you flatten somebody.
Harry, and my teacher, Mr. Hildebrand, said he never even heard of him.
Well, don't you worry about it. I'm going to make sure he loses his job and is put in prison.
Harry!
Something else?
Yes, there certainly is. Take a look at this.
Whoa! Well, there's always the army.
Christianity has an IQ of 240.
All right. Pop quiz, Tony. What does the Statue of Liberty stand for?
'Cause she can't sit down.
Where was the Declaration of Independence signed?
At the bottom.
Why were the Indians the first people in North America?
'Cause they had reservations.
I don't know what they're complaining about. The kids got the stuff down cold.
Harry.
Come on, get your hat and I'll buy you a soda.
All right.
What, you're going to reward him for that? Harry, he's turning into the class clown. Just yesterday, he disrupted an entire school assembly by doing card tricks.
Oh, come on, Christine. He's just a kid. And besides, he has the added responsibility of being the only man in the house. Tony's under a lot of stress.
Ready, Uncle Harry?
You know, Christine, I guess you could say that Tony and I are like an old pair of pants.
Why?
Because we're ready to split.
Christine?
What? Oh, I'm sorry, sir. I was just imagining what it was going to be like to raise my baby alone.
Hey, relax. It's going to be fine.
Yeah, I know. I was just getting wrapped up in my own silly thoughts.
Well, nothing wrong with getting wrapped up. I mean, after all, you are going to be a mummy.
Once again, and...
Push, 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 push.
Baby, not shoot it across the room.
Excuse me, Ginny, I'm afraid my husband is hyperventilated.
Come on, Bo, let's get him on his feet.
I'm sure he's going to be fine. Danelle, isn't it? Listen, feel free to call me if you should need a little extra help or you just want to be nibbled on by somebody who has his own teeth.
Excuse me. Trying to come on to her?
Don't worry, Red. I was going to get around to you.
Well, I think this would be a fine time for everyone to take a break.
Ginny, I am so sorry. My friends are acting like such beanheads. I don't know. Maybe I'd be better off if I just went through this thing alone.
Perhaps. But then if you have a boy, you might find one day that there are things men can talk to him about that you can't.
Well, yeah, I know exactly what you mean. Cars.
No, I mean...
Like, what do you mean, babe?
Like, enough talk. Put down that surfboard and let me show you, like, how I really feel.
Oh, my God!
What'd you do that for?
Because it's filthy smut, that's why.
Mom, they were just kissing.
Just kissing? Well, before you get any ideas like that, young man, I think that we should have a talk. Okay, now. This is a book that answered a lot of questions for me. Now, this is a boy, and this is a girl. Now, when a boy likes a girl...
Mom, can we just cut down to the part where the boy leaves cab fare on the nightstand?
What? Where did you learn such filth?
Yoo-hoo!
Hey, Tiger, I'm not interrupting anything, am I?
No, nothing at all.
Great, it's time for me to take Magic to his basketball game.
Oh, that's right. Let me get your coat and mittens.
Anything new?
Plenty.
Right.
Check out 5B.
Married or single?
Single.
How can you tell?
Not one pair of cotton undies.
Oh, very long time.
Here we go.
And if you look closely, you can see the three stars that make up the belt of Orion.
Gee, mean Uncle Dan.
Mm.
It's an awe-inspiring sight, isn't it?
I'll say. Well, we better get going.
Okay, here you go. Try not to sweat.
Okay.
All right, see you later, Mom. Carrie, I thought you were going to stay in the car.
Well, we just couldn't wait to meet Tony.
You're cute.
Yeah, thanks.
So, Carrie, did you know I was treasurer of the student council?
Ooh, really?
What are you teaching that kid anyway?
Are you having a contraction?
What? Oh, no. Oh, I'm sorry. No, I was just daydreaming.
Right. Probably a drug-induced hallucination.
All right, let's take our seats. And now we are going to talk about that word that's on everyone's mind.
Carbuncle?
talking about pain. Now, I know what you ladies are thinking, but fortunately, the pain that we feel in labor is a good pain.
Excuse me. I'm having trouble with the concept of good pain.
Well, that's sort of like when your girlfriend wears spurs to bed. Right?
I'm sure I don't know. In this case, I meant that it's a pain that accomplishes something positive and is soon forgotten.
Not with my mom. Every time my birthday rolled around, she'd just lock herself in her room and whimper.
All right, it hurts like hell, which is why we sometimes need painkillers.
If I may, I would like to point out the latest research on the adverse effects of medication on the unborn child.
I know the research. I've also assisted in over 3,000 births. How about you, Coach?
Me? Oh, well, I would say definitely one.
Maybe we can talk a little now about handling the newborn. Here you go.
Oh, this is what it's all about, isn't it, guys?
Hey, it looks like you got yourself a girl, Christine.
A girl? That's right, I could have a girl. That would change everything.
Your little Tony sure is a cutie, Christine. You must be awfully proud of her.
Oh, yes, I am. It's not every mom that gets to see her little girl play a piano solo at Carnegie Hall.
Not to mention bringing peace to the Middle East.
Yeah, that was some essay, wasn't it? But you know, Bull, she never could have done any of this without your support.
Well, I sure enjoy helping her with stuff like that science project.
Yeah, I bet she's the only kid in her class who knows how long it takes Magus to strip a dead horse.
Science isn't always pretty, Christine. But your little princess sure is.
Thanks, Bull. You know she thinks the world of you, too. Tony, honey, dinner's ready.
Hi, Uncle Bull.
Say, I like the new look.
You know, Tony, Uncle Bull and I were just... Ah!
Tony, have you forgotten you're playing Rapunzel in the school play tonight? Doesn't have any hair. My baby doesn't have any hair.
None of our babies have any hair.
Hey, this is a very emotional time for her, okay?
Yeah, you try bringing a baby into the world alone after you realize that your marriage was little more than a one-night stand.
Well, that helped a lot.
Oh, who's talking, Mr. Mucus Plug?
Come on, grow up, guys. Some of us are here to learn.
I would explain this right.
Now we'll have the coaches hold the babies, all right?
Hey, come to Uncle Harry, little fella.
No, come on, give it here.
Why?
Here. You're doing it wrong. You're going to break his sternum like that.
I am
like...
not.
I'll show you how it's
hey,
done.
Hey, I'm holding the baby.
You killed my baby! That's it! I am teaching the damn miracle of birth here, not some primitive Aztec sacrifice. All of you, get out this instant.
Oh, Jane! Thanks a lot, guys!
She probably can't get a refund either.
Then they tore apart my baby like a pack of jackals.
Now that's a birthing method I'm not familiar with.
Oh, I suppose she would have been better off with your method, the freak out and faint.
You talking about yesterday? That's just because I skipped lunch.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I've got some filing to do.
Oh, I don't know, Roz. One moment I think I can handle this all on my own, and then I think I need somebody to lean on, and then I worry that there's nobody I can depend on, and then I don't know what to think. What the heck is the matter with me?
You're having a baby.
Miss Sullivan, you got a minute?
We fixed your baby.
Guys.
And we figure that we owe you an apology. I guess the reason we've been acting the way we have is that each of us in his own way thinks of the baby as his own.
Yeah, let's see who steps forward the first time that kid loads his diaper.
Yeah, I guess this little tyke has us all thrown for a loop. I mean, just the thinking about the possibility of having to raise this child alone has got me imagining all kinds of things.
Christine, we'll be there.
And we'll act like grown-ups, honest.
Cross my heart and hope to die. Stick a needle in my eye.
Thanks, guys. I just hope you won't be hurt if sometimes I need to handle things on my own.
No. In fact, if you want to do this childbirth class solo, that's Jake with us, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Well, as a matter of fact, I have decided to go with a coach. I figured I should choose the one of you who's proven to be the coolest head in a crisis. Roz.
Roz? Makes sense.
Yeah, I think we can respect that choice.
Sure. Roz it is.
She picked a girl. What a dumb idea.
Yeah, what do I know about having babies?
Hope you don't mind.
I'd be honored. But I'd warn your doctor. If he slaps that baby too hard, I'm taking him down.
Stay tuned. Wings is up next right here on TV Land.